Nolte, fired editor Jill Abramson rips the Neat's Trump derangement syndrome. By John Nolte on January 2, 2019. Jill Abramson, the former executive editor of the far-left New York Times, the same triggered loon who carries an Obama doll in her purse to comfort her wounded soul in Trump's America, is accusing the Times of being a gang of money-hungry hacks who have sold their souls to the anti-Trump resistance. Howard Kurtz at Fox News reports that in her upcoming book, Merchants of Truth, Abramson blasts away at her successor, Dean Baquet. Though Baquet said publicly he didn't want the Times to be the opposition party, his news pages were unmistakably anti-Trump, Abramson writes. Some headlines contained raw opinion, as did some of the stories that were labeled as news analysis. The more anti-Trump the Times was perceived to be, the more it was mistrusted for being biased. Oakes's vow to cover the news without fear or favor sounded like an impossible promise in such a polarized environment, she adds, referring to legendary publisher Andrew Oakes. According to Kurtz, Abramson blames two things. The first is the woke generation. The more woke staff thought that urgent times called for urgent measures, the dangers of Trump's presidency obviated the old standards, she says. The other motivator is money. Given its mostly liberal audience, there was an implicit financial reward for the Times in running lots of Trump stories. Almost all of them negative, they drove big traffic numbers and, despite the blip of cancellations after the election, inflated subscription orders to levels no one anticipated, she writes. She also accuses, accurately, the far-left Washington Post of the same. Abramson ran the New York Times from 2011 to 2014, a tenure defined by strife and failure. She was reportedly fired for not telling the truth. And while her criticism of the Times is obviously accurate, it is not coming from an ethical place. What's more, Abramson preening as an ethical journalist is laughable. Back in February, Abramson published an article in New York Magazine that called for the removal of Clarence Thomas from the Supreme Court based on new allegations of wrongdoing. The article added up to nothing more than a paranoid delusion. The new boss at the New York Times is the same as the old boss. The old boss is the same as the new boss. Abramson has not had some kind of moral awakening. Some epiphany that demands she go about the business of violating the establishment media's omerta. Abramson is all about sour grapes and payback and justifying a $1 million book deal, which is quite a thing coming from a leftist who has a record of shilling for Cuba.